Would you like to participate in tonight's topic question?
Oh, it depends what it is. You can put me down as on hold. So there you go. Happy Friday to all check-in and chatters. All is well here. No traffic. Back to net. I'll be in and out, but if something interesting comes up, I will be in listening mode. Back to net.
All right. Thank you for joining us. Yeah, if you are interested in the question, it is, what is a good life hack for ham radio or for life in general, if there's anything you'd like to share?
Oh, boy. I'll have to think about that. I'll put my thinking cap on and maybe come up with something.
No worries. Yeah. If at any point you or anyone else would like to check in again to add on to the questions or add a, an answer, yeah, we'll just feel free when we do some more sign-ins. Thank you so much, Rox. And moving forward, anyone else who'd like to sign in?
Victor Echo 7, Mike Tango X-ray Portable.
Victor Echo 7, Mike Tango X-ray. Gerald, hello, and thank you for joining us. Would you like to participate in tonight's topic question?
I have no life hacks. I feel like I'm so far behind in everything, so I don't have a hack. But just to add, no amateur radio station has made it into Architectural Digest. That seems to be a fun fact.
That sounds like a very interesting fun fact. I am personally not too familiar with that, but yeah, it does sound interesting. Are you able to elaborate on that a little more?
Architectural Digest displays the best home environments for everyone to consider for their environment, but there doesn't seem to be anything for amateur radio in that magazine.
That sounds very interesting. Thank you so much for sharing that. Let's continue on. Thank you. Next call sign, if there's anyone else who'd like to check in. Okay, so it seems quiet. I will give it one more shot to see if there's anyone else who'd like to sign in. Come now.
Good evening, VE7 Whiskey Fox.
Hello, Victor Echo 7, Whiskey Fox. Richard, thank you so much for joining us on the net tonight. Would you like to participate in the topic question?
Sure. It's Rick, and I'm in New West. I believe you were asking about life hacks or ham radio hacks. First thing that comes to mind is whenever you travel, if you're going to another country or another city, especially another country, try to wear a T-shirt or article clothing with your call sign somewhere easy to spot. I've done that on numerous trips, and it's really cool how people will jump out of a crowd and welcome you to their country and sometimes want to show you around their city or take you to lunch or take you to their, you know, invite you back to their home. It's a great aspect of the hobby that is really kind of a cool thing. You basically, as a ham radio operator, have friends all over the world. So it's nice to be able to participate in that. Back to net, V7 Whiskey Fox.
That's a really awesome life hack there, Rick. Never would have thought of that, but it makes a lot of sense now that you're, you know, saying it out loud. I wonder if I'm not going to be traveling anywhere outside of the country anytime soon, but I am going to Toronto next week, so maybe I should do that, see if there's anyone out in Toronto who's going to recognize the Ham Club there. Thank you so much, Rick. Is there anything else you'd like to share?
No. I mean, another ham will recognize your call sign. So, it's kind of like being part of a secret society. Well, give it a try. You never know.
Yeah, I definitely want to try that, see what happens. So thank you very much. That was a very interesting little life hack. And moving on, any other call signs come forward now, please?
Victor Alpha 7, Lima Golf. Mike, Glenn in the Namo. Just be in and out, I think.
Victor Alpha 7, Lima Golf. Mike, thank you so much for checking in. Just real quick, what was your name again?
Len, Lima Echo November. And thank you, Michelle, for doing the net. I realize that you're a newer ham, so good on you for taking it on. Very good. And Johnny there beside you, I guess. You both guys, enthusiastic and the kind of people that the ham community needs. So thank you very much. 73VA7LGM.
Thank you so much. Yeah. Johnny says hi. He's here beside me. Thank you so much, Len, for checking in, and thank you for your support. I do want to say I appreciate everyone for your patience with me. It is my very first net. So, I'm taking my time, making sure I try and, you know, do everything properly. Thank you. So let's move on to the next call sign. Anyone else who'd like to sign in, please come now.
Victor Echo 7, Oscar Sierra Hotel.
Victor Echo 7, Oscar Sierra Hotel. Can you say your name, please?
Yeah. Good evening. This is V7OSH. Name here is Amrit, Alpha Mike Romeo India Tango, and I'm calling from West End, Vancouver. It's a beautiful evening here, and just wanted to check in and say hi. Thanks for taking my check-in. Back to net, VE7OSH73.
Thank you so much, Emmerich, for signing in. Your call sign is, check-in is coming in strong and clear. And did you want to participate in the topic tonight, the topic question?
Sure. Go ahead.
So the question tonight is, what is a good life hack for ham radio or for life in general?
What is a good, what did you say?
The topic question is, what is a good life hack for ham radio that you have, or for life in general, if you'd like to share any?
What is a good life hack? Well, just enjoy what you do. That's all. Hi.
I really like that one. It's short and sweet and very simple. I like that. I think that's definitely something, you know, everyone could try and remember is, you know, do what you like in life, and that'll definitely bring you more joy. Thank you so much for sharing that.
Thank you, and 73V7OSH, clear.
Thank you so much, Amrit, and 73. Also, than half an hour now. This is Victor Echo 7, Quebec, Mike Charlie with the check-in and chat-net on VE7RPT. Is there any other call signs that would like to check in now? Please do.
Victor Echo 7, Victor Papa.
Victor Echo 7, Victor Papa. Hello, Paul. Thank you for checking in. Did you want to answer tonight's topic question?
Sure. I just turned the radio on and heard your voice hosting this net, so I had to jump in and say hi to you. That's great stuff. I'll answer the question. I don't know what it is, but I got a question for you. How is the net going? How are you? Are you enjoying being a net controller?
Oh yes, it's my very first net that I'm running. Everyone's been very nice and supportive and patient with me, so I appreciate that from everyone. So yeah, it's been very good experience so far. And the question for tonight is, what is a good life hack for ham radio or for life in general, if there's anything you'd like to share?
A life hack for ham radio. I would have to say that getting a 3D printer. I'm finding that 3D printing and ham radio kind of go hand in hand, and it opens up so much more. That would be my life hack for ham radio.
Oh, that is awesome. Victor Echo 7, Uniform Juliet, Mike, Johnny here also bought a printer as well, 3D printer, and he's actually wanting me to ask, what are you printing now, if anything?
Right now, and hi, Johnny. He's got a nice printer. If he ever wants to trade, let me know. Right now, I am printing a grab-and-go kit that fits inside a Princess Auto case. So I've got all six frames all printed out and mounted in the case right now with a 30-amp-hour battery. I've got an FTM 300, a Yaesu FTM 300 mounted in there, and I got an amplifier for a G90, a 100-watt amp for a G90 mounted in the case. So yeah, that's what I'm doing. That's what I've been doing for the past couple weeks, doing CAD work and stuff, and I'm not very good at it, so it's taken me forever. And I'm embarrassed to say how many times I printed these frames out and they didn't fit. I've gone through a few rolls of filament, just on scrap stuff. So it's a bit of an expensive learning curve, but I'm getting the hang of it, and it's getting closer to being complete. I can't wait till it's done.
Wow, yeah, I think someone here is jealous with your project. we've actually made a, Keanu Reeves, John Wick mask. That's what we made, and man, that took forever, almost like two whole days. So I can imagine how long, some of your projects are probably coming along. And actually, we're both wondering, what program do you use for your printer?
For slicing, for doing the slicing and sending it to the printer, I use the Bamboo Lab slicer. But for doing the CAD work and stuff, I use Fusion 360. You can get a non-commercial license for it, which is free. You are limited. There's a couple of things that you can't do in the free version. It's a steep learning curve for me anyways, but I'm quite enjoying it.
Yeah, it's a lot of learning for sure. I did take an intro course for Fusion, and it's a lot to learn. And I've heard that apparently you can use other programs, which I've had Blender, and that is also a big learning curve as well. I've been trying to use YouTube to try to understand how to use the program, and there's a lot to learn, and I definitely find if you don't use it consistently, if you step away from it and then come back, you tend to forget everything. So, yeah, a lot of upkeep. But, yeah, very interesting.